Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Dr. Louisa talking about the after effects of how to deal with being in an abusive or toxic relationship, talking about rebuilding your self-esteem. Truly hope that you have passed the word on to someone else, because we're not going to be on this segment long. We're going to go back to talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. So hopefully you have something to jot down information that you will be able to share with others. And please click the follow tab on the screen so that you may follow us. We're going to be giving out, the National Domestic Violence Hotline phone number, the chat live number, and the stat number, the text number. So hope you're ready. You may text the word START to 88788. That is 88788. Live, thehotline.org, thehotline.org. Or you may call 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Once again, we will do our best to give you this information throughout the show again. But remember, we only have 15 minutes to do this show. So we are talking about rebuilding your self-esteem. First of all, we talked about self-concept. Excuse me, I've been out in the night air for a couple of hours for the past couple of nights. So I have a cough and I'm trying to get rid of it. Self-concept has three components, just to remind you. Self-image, self-esteem, and the ideal self. So listen to our previous messages, our recordings, to get the definitions of each. But we have found that self-esteem is confidence in one's own worth, our abilities, and self-respect. So this is what we're dealing with. We're not going to deal with self-image. That's what people think about your ability and your appearance and how you look. Okay? And so let's go on. The National Domestic Violence Hotline folks are available 24/7, right there trained. People to listen to whatever you want to talk about. They can listen, or they can give you some pointers, or they can give you some help if that's what you're looking for. Here's what we like to say. Abuse survivors often exchange long after the abuse ends. And I am a witness to this as I read this a few minutes ago, mainly because, I wonder if the abuse really ever ends. We're talking about emotional, psychological abuse, not the physical abuse. But it's not that I had a low self-worth. There was just maybe it was feelings of helplessness, not being able to deal with the abuser and how the abuser would speak to me or react to words that I would say. So abuse survivors often experience feelings of helplessness, low self-worth, and shame long after the abuse ends. But you don't have to live with those feelings forever. Rebuilding your self-esteem. Repeat, rebuilding your self-esteem after your abuser stripped it away isn't an easy or quick process. It's going to take some time. As I've said over and over again, from the beginning of the show in November of 2022, I think, I, 7/21, I am now, as I began to give the different sessions on domestic violence and then went into emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse, I have grown tremendously. So if you're able to go back and just start listening at the shows, the first two may sound a little, but continue to listen, and it will get meatier and meatier. So rebuilding your self-esteem after your abuser stripped it away. A couple of weeks ago, the Lord allowed me to know that it's now to start building the self-esteem, the self-concept of those people that have been listening to the show. Even if you're just coming, that's fine. But it's time for us to do a shift, because we came into a new year. So as you work your way through the process of reclaiming your self-esteem, remember to be gentle and patient with yourself. As I said on last week, you don't want to talk negative to yourself. You want to speak positive words to yourself. When the negative words start coming into your mind, replace it with positive. You've been through a traumatic deal, and healing can't be rushed. Okay? So last week we talked about, rebuilding, restoring your confidence. That's making a list of your positive qualities and also in your achievements and learning how to start saying no. Okay? So we're going to move right on today, and maybe next week we'll try to go back and incorporate some of what we have previously said. So tell others what you need and express your opinion more often. Tell others what you need and express your opinion more often. Now, I don't know if I'm going to come to those words right now, but for so long, as someone being in an abusive relationship, you've been passive for so long. I was passive for a long time. There you go. I think I talked about it last week. Don't feel guilty about your passivity. There are many known psychological adaptations people make in the face of chronic abuse. And sometimes being more submissive was the only way for victims to minimize the damage the abuser might otherwise create. Now, that statement works for both the psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse of relationships, as well as the physical abusive relationship, okay? And I don't know if I said this last week, but also in restoring your confidence, you need to use I statements to express your feelings instead of bottling them up. For example, you might say, I feel overwhelmed when you speak to me that way, or I disagree with that. I think yesterday for the first time I said something to my husband. I said, and he told me he didn't want to hear anymore. I said, maybe you don't want to hear anymore, but I still have something today. Say, I am going to finish what I was saying. So I was being assertive, and I was using the I statement rather than being passive. Been passive too long. That is over with. So now we're talking about telling others what you need and express your opinions more often. Do you find yourself responding to questions with statements like, I don't know, or it doesn't matter? I often say, I can't think of what I say right now. It'll come to me later. This often becomes habitual and over time begins to make you feel invisible or unimportant. Pay attention to what you think, feel, want, and prefer, and try to communicate those things to other people. We have 6 minutes left. For example, tell others that you need more time or support a difficult task. This is if you're working with somebody, you know, if this is job related. I really need another person to help me research this. And if someone asks, would you like blue or yellow, you can say, I prefer the blue one, thanks, instead of automatically saying, I don't care or it doesn't matter to me. All of this is the process of restoring your confidence in yourself, changing negative self-beliefs. Remind yourself that the abuse was absolutely not your fault. And so many times I started off the broadcast by saying, you are not alone. Do not think you are alone. There are many people that are going through physical and psychological abuse all by themselves, not talking to anyone or sharing the information with anyone, just wondering what is going on with them, struggle with a lot of self-blame, and this can be tough to overcome. It's important to remind yourself that no one deserves to be abused, and it was the abuser's fault, not yours. And it's so sad to say, you know, I do really believe, I know in the physical abuse, the abuser knows what he's doing. And in the psychological abuse, the abuser also knows what they're doing. But what's going on in their mind, I really cannot say. But I do know that they know what they are doing. It's important to remind yourself that no one deserves to be abused, and it was the abuser's fault, not yours. If you catch yourself taking the blame for your abuse, remind yourself that you didn't do anything to cause the abuse. The only person to blame is the abuser. And as you go back and listen to our previous recordings talking about abusive relationships or domestic violence, domestic abuse, you will find out why a person becomes an abuser, okay? And you did the best you could in a difficult situation. Remember that. Imagine you got into a car crash. When you talked about it with other people, you would say how awful it was that you got the T-bone, but you wouldn't blame yourself for the situation. In the same way, you can acknowledge the harmful consequences of your abuse without believing it was really your fault. So being in a toxic or an abusive relationship is most definitely not your fault. You did not wear a sign on your back across your forehead saying, abuse me. We have 3 minutes left. Change the validity of the self-critical thought. When you catch yourself criticizing yourself, stop what you're doing and ask yourself if there's really evidence that supports this self-criticism. Founded if you examine it through an objective lens. So the next time you start criticizing yourself, saying, oh, I'm dumb, I'm stupid, I shouldn't have done so-and-so. Don't examine what you're saying. Is there real evidence that you're stupid, that you're dumb, that you can't do anything right? I don't think so. So you turn that around, and what you say, I made a mistake this time, I'll get it correct the next time. For example, if you're giving a special room to work on, you may think, I'm not competent enough, I'm going to fail. Stop and ask yourself why you believe those things. If someone gave you a project to do, this is work-related, of course, they believe you can handle the project. If you tell yourself you never do anything right, ask yourself if that's actually true. If you forgot your phone, which I do so many times, I drop it, can't find my keys, I'm missing something right now I can't find. If you forgot, everyone does that sometimes. Okay? So we have covered quite a few things today, and I hope that you are writing down all of the positive qualities that you have for yourself, all of the achievements that you have accomplished over time, and then hopefully, I hope that you are able to acknowledge how you have grown since we have started these sessions. I know I have grown, oh my God, by leaps and bounds, and I'm so thankful that the Spirit of the Lord led me to go this way because very much needed. So hopefully you will click on the icon to become a follower of the show. And I trust that we said something important today that will help you. Phone number shows up on the screen if you ever want to call in just to make a statement. And if you go back and read the previous shows, you'll find out that I spoke to someone after being in an abusive relationship, I guess probably for 8 years, 8 or 10 years. I didn't know what was going on, but I had to talk to someone. And I met someone on a new job, and I confided. And I just talked to that person. I knew something was wrong. The person didn't answer me, but I felt good because I got it off my chest. So we have 20 seconds left. I hope that you may leave a comment below on the site if you so desire, and may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you to have a great day. Thank you for tuning in. Pass this message on to someone else. Good day.